When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You know, what's funny is I was just talking about the Wisconsin State Fair with Paul Hall on Friday because he's up in Milwaukee, and it's such a great event. I went many years. I talked about how I broadcasted live from that state fair when I worked for WTMJ Radio. But this is audio of, well, what they say are teenagers. I would say there's a descriptor that's missing here because these are mostly African-American teenagers. And it's just sad what has happened. You know, we see this here in St. Louis, and it happened at the state fair in Wisconsin. My friend Dan O'Donnell, who does radio at WISN, is with me this afternoon. We used to work together many years ago. What the hell, Dan? The state fair is like a family place. It's usually pretty calm and fun. There's rides, there's ice cream, there's milk. But not last weekend, huh?
No. And in fact, it was the very last day, and within the last 2 hours of the fair being open, it just completely descended into chaos. And Mark, believe it or not, this is not the first time that this has happened. In fact, back in 2011, almost exactly 15 years ago, this was on opening day of the fair. Again, you had huge mobs of black teenagers running through the fair. And in that instance, they were deliberately attacking white people who were sitting in their cars as they were trying to leave the fair, as it was kind of closing, and just pulling them out and pummeling them. This one just appeared to be running through the Midway arcade and ride area, and they were just sort of fighting and going crazy as much as they possibly could. And this has actually been going on all summer in Milwaukee. I don't know about St. Louis or
similar,
anywhere else
yeah.
across.
No, we've had a lot of these street takeovers and stuff like that. You know, where I am, Dan, downtown from where I'm located here down to the Arch, we've had, you know, a fair amount of the teen takeovers. And, you know, you can't drive in the city of St. Louis, Dan, and not see burnouts in the middle of an intersection. Almost every intersection.
Has Milwaukee, got too.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. It's been all summer. It's been all summer because what's been going on, I suspect the common denominator here is you have got a liberal Democrat power structure in St. Louis, as in Milwaukee.
Right.
That's just totally fine with this. Totally fine with this. I mean, you know, it's just like, oh, well, that's part and parcel of living in a big city. We had on 4th of July, downtown Milwaukee, you actually had people in the Walgreens parking lot down on Brady Street, which is a big
yep.
bar entertainment district. You're very familiar
yeah.
with it, having lived here. They were shooting fireworks at police officers as they were responding to the scene. I mean, this isn't like, oh, well, you know, if they just had more midnight basketball and something to do. These are people who are deliberately going to public places to cause mayhem, to cause chaos. And, you simply cannot avoid the racial aspect of this.
I agree.
Because they are going to specifically white-attended places. The point, and we've got a couple of advertisements for these teen takeover events where they say, hey, let's go, you know, get in white people's faces at such and such event. Now, a lot of these get shut down when police officers learn about them. But if they go viral and way too many, you know, people come and just go crazy as they did at State Fair on Sunday night, they just overwhelm law enforcement.
And let me give you an example. Dan O'Donnell is here. He's a friend from Milwaukee, does a show on WISN Radio. So a couple of months ago, earlier in the summer at one, you know, the Sky Zone places, the you know, trampoline parks, et cetera. Yeah. So there's one that my daughter goes to on a pretty much regular basis, and they had advertised some sort of 6-7 party. I guess it was on June 7th.
Of course.
And so they advertised it, and there were like 300, 350 kids, mostly black kids, that were outside of Sky Zone because they were at capacity indoors. So, Dan, they weren't letting these kids in. They went nuts. They basically took over an entire shopping center. The businesses in the, you know, in the shopping center had to close down. The police were outmanned. It was just crazy. Now, here's the other thing about it. This is the one thing that folks around here might remember. There was a girl, so this is actually kind of west of the downtown area, right? There's a girl up in North County, which is a little bit more socioeconomically challenged and more African Americans, right? She sees this action on social media, which is 20 miles away, 20, 25 miles away. And she decides that it's a good idea at 12 years old to grab a knife and get in an Uber and ride to Shrewsbury because I guess she wanted to get involved in the fight. I mean, how crazy is that?
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really?
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
This is evidence, I'm sorry, of civilizational decay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I hate to say it, but you've got, I mean, when we were growing up, certainly the farthest you could go is as far as you could get on your bike before the lights came on, the street lights came on, you had to be home for dinner. But I mean, let's you know, the more people kind of beat around the bush on this, I have a daughter who's 12 years old. She could not even conceptualize getting a knife, riding her bike, getting a ride 20 miles away to join a brawl.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like this is just so foreign to so many people in this country.
And I don't know how you fix it.
Yet we have inner city African-American teenagers, young adults who are drawn to and want to be chaos agents, like to just cause as much socially deviant behavior as they possibly can. I don't know. Truly, Mark. You know, we've been talking, oh, well, it's the decline of the family. It's the decay of the family. And yeah, that's a big part of it. But you've got people from one particular socioeconomic and racial demographic. And that's the thing. Like, socioeconomics don't, there are no poor white kids, Hispanic kids, Asian kids. Like, why is this so attractive in the black community?
And it needs to be addressed. It's never addressed. We talk about it all the time. And then, you know, people get hurt, unfortunately. Dan O'Donnell up in Milwaukee, WISN Radio. All right, I got to ask you, because I was so praying, Dan, and I didn't know much about her. You know, the rest of the country didn't really know much about Francesca Hong until a couple of weeks ago. And I was so hoping that Democrats in Wisconsin would elect her to make, you know, the midterms maybe go a lot easier for Republicans across the country. But damn it, Dan, she got beat out in the last, hours. I don't know about you, but I think if all that national attention would not have gone on her, I think she might have won. What, do you think that's accurate or not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The fact that she did those Fox News and CNN interviews where she revealed herself to just be a complete moron.
Right. Exactly.
It was the Thanksgiving tweet was one thing. But if you can go on and say, look, you know, I worked in the restaurant business. Holidays are always stressful. Yes, I do believe that Thanksgiving represents a checkered past of America. But yes, I realize that what we celebrate is giving thanks to all that we have. And there's an easy way. She couldn't do it. So after that, it was just a complete feeding frenzy. And I suspect, I don't really have evidence, but I suspect that Democrats were handing off the Francesca Hong Oppo file to national conservative influencers,
you know, lives
of TikTok,
yeah,
all of that. Yeah. To just ensure that this stuff gets out, because Democrats in Wisconsin, they were terrified to directly go after Francesca Hong because they need those socialist crazies to vote for them. And the fear is that with David Crowley, who's just as left wing, I mean, I unearthed just yesterday a 2019 bill that he co-authored that would have forced tampons in every men's bathroom in the state. Okay. So it's not like this guy is like some sort of blue dog moderate Democrat. But next to Francesca, he's at least sane or appears to be sane. So Democrats refuse to go after her because they need her socialist voters to vote for the quote unquote corporate Dems that they hate even more than Republicans. So I don't think people understand, Mark. This is a civil war. The socialists, the DSA, they want a hostile takeover of the Democratic Party, and they're not going to stop until it's done.
No, you're right. So just, because we were talking about this here, and I hadn't talked to you in a while, David Crowley, the Milwaukee County executive, he had kind of pulled out of the race, right?
Yeah. He was polling at 5%, and about, I would say, 3 weeks before the primary on August 11th, he dropped out because he had no support. He endorsed our Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez.
Right.
Literally 3 days later, she's forced to fire her campaign manager. Massive campaign finance scandal.
Oh, wow. You guys, I didn't hear about that. I did not hear about that.
She claimed she had like $1.5 million in the bank, was making a big, she makes this huge splash. Oh, yes, $1 million ad buy ahead of the primary. Turns out she had $35,000 in the bank. Like, it had all been a lie. The working theory is that the campaign manager, a woman named Kara Spencer, who has been convicted of, she was convicted in the early 2000s in Michigan of, I believe it was credit card fraud and using somebody else's bank card. Everywhere she goes, she just doesn't pay rent. She doesn't pay car payments.
That's a good deal if you can get it. Wow.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. So
that's
Sarah
amazing.
Rodriguez was forced to drop out. And then Crowley, because Democrats were so desperate, he jumps back in. That's not all, Mark. That's not all. Our former lieutenant governor, Senate candidate who ran against Ron Johnson in 2022, Mandela Barnes.
Right.
He was going to pull votes away from Crowley. Democrats had compiled an opposition research dossier on him, allegedly doing untoward things with women. They threatened to release it unless he drops out of the race.
And he pulled out.
He drops out of the race. They release part of it to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel anyway. They blackmailed the guy out of the race like a week and a half before the primary. Oh, this has been
one
of the most
wow.
Insane,
you guys got a lot going on.
Underhanded, Oh, it's been crazy.
All right, so listen, I'm short on time, but I got to ask you one more question here. Tom Tiffany, can he beat Crowley, though? Do you think that that's,
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right, good. That's good. Second question, rapid fire. And I say this seriously here. Are the Brewers going to win the World Series?
Boy, oh boy.
It's your year, man.
That punch of the Miz and Henderson. I mean, everybody, right? If it's the NLDS and it's the Brewers and Dodgers, even a diehard Cardinals fan would root
all
for the Brewers,
for the Brewers,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're fighting the evil empire here. We're like Luke Skywalker going up against the Emperor Palpatine.
Well, I'm all on board. Here's the deal. The Cardinals kind of have a little life right now and might be able to sneak into the wild card. There's a lot of baseball left, but we've got some interesting things happen, even though we're in a rebuild. But Danny, it's great to hook up with you. Boy, you got a lot of stuff going on in Wisconsin. Let's keep in touch between now and November, okay?
Absolutely, my friend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.